Good morning on this last day before Thanksgiving. I'm Kevin Boucher with the WSIU Radio Almanac. Britain's treasury got a lot bigger today in 1992, as that was when Queen Elizabeth II announced that she will pay income taxes, eliminating the monarchy's tax-exempt status. In sports today in 1963, Cincinnati second baseman Pete Rose wins National League Rookie of the Year. And locally, you can get into the spirit of the holidays, starting this Friday in Carlisle by seeing their Christmas lights in the park. And if you want to see the beauty of Southern Illinois in pictures, go to the Southern Illinois Photographic Society Art Show. It's going on until December 15th at the Pavilion in Marion. In the Cape Girardeau area, the annual Empty Bowls Silent Auction of handcrafted, painted, and glazed ceramic ware benefiting the Salvation Army is going on at the Arts Council in historic downtown Cape Girardeau. And since tomorrow is Thanksgiving, there are quite a few public community dinners going on in El Dorado at the First Baptist Church from 11:30 a.m. until 1. Carterville's community dinner runs from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Carterville Community Center. And for something different, go out into the woods this weekend and look for liverworts. Abel Kinzer, biology instructor at John A. Logan College, says they don't get a lot of attention.
They're kind of like the underdogs of the plant world. Not many people know about them. They're a cousin of a moss. If you hike around, say, Giant City State Park, you'll see them growing right up against sandstone bluffs.
And that's the Almanac for this Wednesday. Have a good day from WSIU Radio, powered by you.